Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 31st Psalm we read, "But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. Creative God, you have created all that exists, and it is incumbent on us to remember that everything that lives and breathes carries your creative energy and is holy because your hand is upon us. You give us life that is part of all that we see about us, and we ought to rejoice for the kindness and peace that you continue to bring forth and for the gifts from the earth. And for all of it, we say, thank you, Lord. In your holy name we pray, amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 15th is here. Senator from Phelps is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 24th day, Monday, February 24th, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kehoe in the chair.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I may introduce the special guests that we have in the chamber today, I have quite a few that have come to the Capitol today to visit us and sit in on the proceedings of the Missouri Senate. If we can recognize, first, the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, the Central and Midwest region, who is behind me, which covers St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and all over the entire state of Missouri. If the body can recognize this lovely group of women behind me up in the upper gallery, I would highly appreciate it.
If these sorority sisters would all stand, let the Missouri Senate please recognize them and welcome them.
I'd also like to recognize some members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated who are here on the floor as well. If we can recognize Ms. Stacy Edwards from St. Louis, Ms. Raina Park Shaw from Kansas City, and Ms. Kimberly Egoin from Chicago. If we could recognize them here in the body, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's also welcome these ladies to the Senate today.
Last but not least, if we can recognize a constituent of mine who is also in the chamber, also former mayor of Belle Nora, but now resident of University City, Kevin Buchek, I would highly appreciate it.
Let's recognize this guest as well. Thank you. Welcome to the Senate. Senator from Butler County.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have some special guests today from Three Rivers College down in Poplar Bluff and Sykeston, the campuses we have down there spread around. I'd like for all of them, they're on your right, my left, We have Jennifer Burton with us, Johnny Boham, Jalisha Draper, Izzy Lane, Kristen Ott, Angela Ray, Amy Stradler, Penny Taylor, Bailey Telez, Dr. Payne, the president of the university or the college down there, Dr. his wife, Dr. Mary Beth Payne, and we have Dr. Anderson with us and Gina Bibanovich. They made a long trip here this morning, Mr. President, to get here today.
Let's welcome the staff and the students from Three Rivers College to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 5th.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce very special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to my right and to your left, we have two of my constituents in the chamber with us today. And one is Glenn. Glenn, if you can rise and make yourself feel welcome. This is Glenn.
Let's welcome Glenn to the Missouri Senate today.
Exercising his civic duties. And we also have a really good friend of mine, Michelle Sherrod. She would be the senator in the 5th senatorial district. Introduce yourself, Michelle, as you walk along the halls. Thank you.
Let's welcome this guest as well to the Senate today. The order of business is introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th District.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary today. Thank you, Mr.
Senator.
President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1041, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to pelvic examinations.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill
forward. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1042, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to discriminatory practices by educational institutions, excuse me.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1043, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the minimum wage.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
I would, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you. I'm filing this bill after I heard from a constituent just about 3 weeks ago. He has a commercial laundry in the Kansas City area. And because of the change in the minimum wage laws, for several months now, he's been paying his employees out of his own personal savings because of the severe reduction in his cash flow. His business has been there since 1893. It was incorporated in Missouri in 1930. This is a business with decades of roots in Missouri. I don't know how much longer he can continue this. He's competing with laundry, commercial laundries, right? He's in Kansas City, competing with commercial laundries right across the state line who do not have Missouri's minimum wage. They're $2 or $3 less. And so I don't know whether he'll be able to compete, be able to maintain his business or not. I don't know if some of my other the colleagues in here have similar experiences in their own district. But I just feel like that we've got to try to do something, Mr. President, in order to try to preserve some of these businesses that have been destroyed or are being destroyed by Missouri's mandated increase in minimum wage. So this Senate bill would help to address that for small businesses. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of bills. The Senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1044, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to demand-side programs for gas corporations.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole, please send your bill forward. Thank goodness, Senator. By the size of that bill, that's a good thing. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1045, introduced by Senator Bernskeeter, an act relating to the reorganization and renaming of certain state agencies.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barton.
President, may I inquire the senator from the second?
Senator from the second district does not appear to be in the chamber. The sergeant of arms has indicated he is looking for him. Senator from the second, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of Barton County?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Mr. President, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
I wanted to inquire of you because, you know, we just finished a very long hearing.
We did.
On your bill. I don't remember the now seven bill, Senate bill seven.
Yeah, bill numbers.
Not 793, was it?
I think that's right.
But
yeah.
Anyway, on the BDS boycott.
Seven, yeah.
Anyway, and there was a lot of testimony in there, and one of the things that was repeated multiple times was an incident that happened in the Middle East where a, quote, Palestinian was moved by a bulldozer, a body was moved by a bulldozer.
Yes, I did hear that mentioned.
I was talking to the senator from the 20th, and he had done a little background, gathered a little background information on that. And I thought it might be interesting for you to inquire of him and let him tell you what he discovered about that report.
Sure.
Would you be willing to do that,
sure,
Senator?
I'd be willing to do that.
All right. Thank you for taking my inquiry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Introduction of bills.
Mr. President.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire of the senator from the 20th?
Senator from the 20th, you yield to an inquiry.
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for the inquiry. Of course, the senator from Barton alluded to some testimony in the Senate Government Reform Committee this morning, and I thought you might be able to shed some light on that.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because we kept hearing the opposition. Well, thank you. I first want to say thank you for the bill. I think it's a very, appropriate way to address what I think is an attack against an ally of the United States.
And it is that, and it's been a very potent attack, crippling in some cases to companies, Israeli companies, and to the trade relations between our respective countries.
So I had mentioned to the chairman, just sitting in the hearing, and was searching what was mentioned multiple times by the opposition, which is that a body was moved by a bulldozer, but no one brought up the fact that the body was there because it was a bomber, someone who had placed a bomb, who was placing bombs in Israel. And
was he a suicide bomber, or
so he was someone who placed either roadside bombs or bombs near the fences, and so that's why he was there, and that's why
he was a terrorist who was taken out.
A terrorist who was taken out with bombs around him, which is understandable why they would need to move him with something like a bulldozer.
Oh, so did he still have bombs on him that were not yet detonated?
Right.
Oh, or so they used the bulldozer for safety.
Right. So I just thought it was interesting
that no one
really kind of brought up the obvious fact of, or the narrative as the circumstances around that. Not to mention that, so they filmed it. They filmed moving the body, and then the terrorists in Palestine used it as a reason to launch rockets into Israel.
Well, yes. I don't know if you've talked to people who have visited Israel. It is a really common experience to have dozens, sometimes hundreds, of rockets launched into Israel during a very short stay in Israel. I believe my own state representative, Hill, when he was visiting Israel this summer, I think something like 100 rockets were launched into Israel just during his one-week visit. It's a regular occurrence. So we heard a lot this morning about, checkpoints, but this is a nation under siege.
Yes.
Under constant not just threat, but attack by bombs, by terrorists, by suicide bombers, it takes a pretty high level of security to keep your citizens safe under those circumstances. But yeah, I wondered what was the deal with the body being moved by a bulldozer. Boy, if I were that bulldozer operator, I'd be pretty scared because I think a suicide vest full of bombs going off, it probably would have killed that bulldozer operator. So he was very brave to be willing to take on that thankless task.
Yeah, well, we thought that that was something that you might want to know.
No, I think it's very relevant. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Newton County.
President, I request unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your front and to behind me, we have the Webb City High School JROTC in the upper gallery. Included with them is their rifle team. Just very quickly, I wanted to let you know that they took first and second in basic sporter competition in state competition. First place team, then they qualified, of course, to go to regionals. At regionals, they finished second place in the team sporter category and fourth in open shooter category. And actually, five of them got to go to nationals and finished 14th overall in the nation. That team consists of Elijah Holloway, Hannah Rurick, Jared Carter, Gabe Elder, and Hannah Burton. And I would like to have the body please extend them a warm welcome to the Senate.
Let's welcome these junior ROTC members from Webb City to the Senate chamber today. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, could you please refer Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 617 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight?
That bill shall be so referred. The chair would seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest. I would like the Senate to help me please welcome Consulate General Gagbashian from Her Majesty's government. He's across 14 states, including Missouri, and is based out of Chicago. He served as a member of the British Diplomatic Service since 2008. Can we give a warm Missouri Senate welcome to our Consulate General today? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business in the Missouri Senate shall be announced. The Senator from the 24th District.
Mr. President, I'd like to request a point of personal privilege.
The Senator from the 24th has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, last night in the community of Maryland Heights, which is part of the 24th Senatorial District, there was a shooting at the community center, and the unwitting victim, Maria Lucas, has died. Due to the bravery of the police officer, whose name I do not yet have, that officer who was in the parking lot leaving went into the center, was able to stop the shooter from taking anyone else's life and injuring anyone else. That officer put himself at risk to save other people in the community. And he has been recognized by Chief Carson as really the person who was able to stop further violence from occurring. So, Mr. President, I'd like to ask for the members of the Maryland Heights community and for all of us, for the family of Maria Lucas, and in order to thank that brave officer who entered into danger in order to stop others from being in danger, if we could have a moment of silence.
Would the Senate, members of the Senate, please rise and we observe a moment of silence. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, announcement. Your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs will hold a hearing at 12 o'clock in SCR 1.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Committee on Economic Development is meeting in the Senate Committee Room 1 upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will reconvene 30 minutes upon a recess.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of personal order.
I'm sorry, Senator.
Could I kind of have a point of personal privilege?
The Senator from Phelps County has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator from Phelps, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right, I have a very special guest from Missouri S&T. It's Missouri S&T Day at the Capitol today. We have our very new, our new chancellor, Mr. Mogandagi, and a couple of professors and a student here with us today. Please help me welcome them to the Senate chamber today.
Let's welcome these special guests from Missouri S&T. It's nice to see the chancellor. Senator from Phelps. Senator from Phelps.
Yes, Mr. President.
The record will reflect, did you actually request unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest?
Yes.
And
sorry
Senator
about
from
that.
Phelps, may the chair inquire of you?
Yes.
Do you know a little known fact about your chancellor?
What's that?
He was a collegiate wrestler as an LSU Tiger. He is a incredible
athlete. And I've gotten to know him very well.
And was a joy to visit with him. So welcome, Chancellor, to Missouri.
I'm glad to see that he made the move to S&T. It's a better choice.
He did. He's going to wrestle there, too. Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1400 this day.